Let's go and have a chat with Mandy Brown over from New Zealand with, as we're calling it, La Bella Diosa, trainer with Matt Brown, her husband. Mandy, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us. I guess you can't wait for Saturday now.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, looking forward to Saturday. She's settled in very well and, yeah, couldn't be happier.
I spoke to you off air last week and it wasn't long after she'd arrived. How's she done since getting here? I think it was, what, last Friday week?
That's right. No, she's settled in well, eating well, and also, you know, the main thing is that she's been drinking too. So, yeah, at this stage, I'm happy with her.
Is she a type? I know I remember talking to your husband, Matt, pre-Christmas about coming over, that you just wanted a reasonably quiet area because you train in that sort of surrounds over there. Is she coping with being in Sydney okay?
Yes, she is, Andrew. She's actually surprised us at how well she has adapted to city life. This morning, though, she just got a wee bit upset. But, you know, she'll work through it.
Yeah, she's a filly and she just, I mean, they're used to their own surrounds, aren't they?
Oh, very much so, and she's very much a routine filly too. She likes her routine every day, and if it changes, that can just sort of trigger a bit of emotion in her.
You don't mind seeing that, though. I guess there's some sign that she's there, she's a ball of muscle and ready to go on Saturday.
Yes, yes, yeah. You don't mind them showing a bit of, I don't know, what would the word be, a bit of, she can be a bit bossy, you know, but yeah. That's good.
Well, fillies and mares being bossy, we don't mind that. There was one special mare from New Zealand called Sunline that got a bit bossy.
Yes, apparently she could be.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about this filly, La Bella Diosa from New Zealand. She's come through her classes extremely well, and her last start back in the middle part of November, she won the 1,000 guineas. Her form seems to be top classes. Has Sydney always been on the agenda, Mandy?
It hadn't always been on the agenda, Andrew. It was just a matter of seeing how she came up through those races.
Yep.
And then I think, you know, when she bet the Colts and Geldings over 14 at Ashburton, we sort of thought, oh, you know, we could have something, you know, special here. And then when she won the guineas, you know, she actually won it well. And like a filly that's going to enjoy more ground.
Yep.
So it was sort of after that, the connection said, you know, how about Sydney? So here we are.
Well, you're into the surround at 1,400 metres. Have you worked out, or does Saturday tell you a lot about the rest of the preparation?
I think, Andrew, like, you know, as long as she's hitting the line well, yep, we'd be happy. With that, as long as she's running home, hitting the line well, then we know we'll be progressing forward over more ground.
Have you done a lot with her since being here? I mean, have you been out on the course proper or anything like that this morning?
Yes, she had a gallop this morning on the course proper.
Yep.
And you know, she got a wee bit lost, but I think it was good that we were given that opportunity to where she could have a look at the track.
Yep.
And she's come through the gallop well.
And has she got a normal racing pattern for our listeners that may not have seen her race in New Zealand?
She normally gets back, just gets back, lobs along, hits a bit of a flat spot, and then runs home well.
Yep. No, she's got a really good finish. I urge our listeners to go and have a look. You can go on the New Zealand website or Google it because she's really got a powerful sprint to her. Are you excited? Is Matt coming over this week?
Yes, he is. He's arriving over on Saturday morning.
Yep. You excited?
I am excited. Like, I've just thoroughly enjoyed this trip and, you know, everyone's just been wonderful. Yeah, it's been great. It's a great experience. And, you know, I think you just got to take all the positives out of it.
Yeah, no, she deserves the trip. Mandy, we thank you for your time. Good luck with the week ahead when the final field and draw comes out. And we look forward to seeing you, filly, on Saturday in the surround.
Thank you very much, Andrew.